Welcome to When Over Depression. I am your host, Tamara Trotter. We are in our sixth season, and today marks our 75th episode. Stay tuned for more from When Over Depression. This podcast is dedicated to my faithful listeners, as well as those who are wanting to learn more about managing their own mental health or helping to understand someone that you love who is suffering from a mental illness. We all have learned that over 800,000 people take their lives every single year. That means that every 50 seconds, someone is deciding that it is better for them not to be here. Today, we'll be talking about capacity. So what is capacity? Capacity is an individual's mental or physical ability. It is also known as the maximum level of output that can be yielded and delivered. So I want you to think about this. What is your capacity, or what are you capable of? We often have expectations of the people in our lives. Parents expect certain behaviors from their children. A husband or a wife have certain expectations that they have of one another. And on your job, there are expectations that your supervisor or your company has of your work product or performance. So when we think about capacity, we have to factor in whether or not that individual has the ability to deliver what we are expecting. What is their capacity? What are they capable of? What skills do they bring to the table? Oftentimes, we expect from others what they cannot deliver because they do not have the capacity. We should not be asking or expecting certain outcomes from those persons in our lives if they do not have the ability, the capacity to produce the outcome that we are looking for. And this is one of the many reasons why the divorce rate in our society is so high and why people have lofty expectations of others that they cannot meet. As you take a moment to think about the reasons that you suffer from depression, are there people in your life that you expect to behave in a certain way, to do certain things, to act a certain way, and they are not able to deliver on what you expect? And is that causing you to be depressed? The truth is, we can really not make anyone do anything. We can influence others to do something. We can tell them why they should and the benefit, but we cannot make them. And if we are expecting something from them that they cannot deliver, we will continue to be disappointed. So think about the people in your life and whether or not they are equipped with the skills in order to deliver whatever it is that you expect. And I'm going to give you some examples so that you can have a better understanding of this concept. The first example that I wanted to give is I was asked to evaluate the performance of one of my employees. There was a concern that she did not have the skills nor the capacity to handle herself appropriately on the phone while taking information on a very important topic and being able to recap or to pull out the most important elements of that conversation. And after speaking with her for quite some time, listening to some of the calls that were placed to her, and then having a discussion around the information that she provided, I quickly learned that she seemed to not have the capacity to gather the information that was being requested and being able to pull out the most important factors. And so she was not capable of performing the job in a satisfactory way. And as hard as it was, she was released from the position. So when you think about some expectations that you place on other people, are you expecting them to deliver in the same manner that you would deliver something? Are you expecting that they will have the same understanding and be able to place the same context on that situation as you would? And if you are, that's a very difficult expectation to have of other people, because we all think differently. Our level of emotional intelligence is different. And someone may hear something or read something and have a completely different interpretation of the same material. So when you think about the reasons that you are trying to understand individuals in your life better in order to manage your health, mental health, in a more proactive manner, are you using the proper scale in order to rate whether or not that particular individual can deliver what you expect? And one of the things that we have to be willing to do is make a decision. Are we going to be able to accept the person as they are and with what they bring to the table and can do naturally without a lot of thinking? Or are we going to place our expectations on the other person? Because when that happens, there is a communication breakdown and there is not much that is gained in that verbal exchange. So when we think about our mental capacity, we have to remember that what we see and understand as those who suffer from a mental illness is much more heightened than those who do not. So if you are trying to explain to someone who doesn't believe that your mental illness is as serious as it is, you may have to find a different way to explain to them how you're feeling. And I know that that can be difficult and challenging, because I feel as if people should understand about mental illness. But the truth is, people do not understand. They do not take the time to learn about it. And therefore, they make assumptions about individuals and their behavior. So in being proactive in dealing with our mental illness, we have the ability to educate others on what it is that we feel on a day-to-day basis and some of the perceptions that we have, because again, our brain is different. It is not the same as someone who does not suffer from a mental illness. So knowing the capacity of another person, especially if they are someone that's important in our lives, we need to be able to know what their capacity is. In one of my previous episodes, I talked about the fact that if we were to look at issues in our lives that we have direct control over, or problems that is really our battle to fight, we would learn that many of the battles that we choose to fight had nothing to do with something that we did or did not do, yet we still feel as if we need to be the one to address it or handle it. And when we do that, we actually place our mental health in jeopardy. We have to be very specific in knowing what battles to fight in our lives, because in order for us to reduce the number of episodes of depression that we have to pick and choose our responses ahead of time. Because when we don't do that, then we have the ability to suffer from an episode of depression that could last anywhere from 2 days to 2 months. So we have to be mindful of guarding our heart and making sure that we surround ourselves with people who are cheerleaders for us, people who understand what we're going through and are willing to help us through difficult times. When I think about a friend, I really think about someone who is in my corner through the good times and the bad times. If you have a friend who is always there to celebrate when things are going great, but when the storm comes and you need their assistance, they're nowhere to be found.
Hey, quick question for you. Are you someone who wants to be fit, healthy, and happy? And what if I told you you could get your dream body by simply just listening to a podcast? I'm Josh.
And I'm KG, and we are the hosts of the Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast.
Listen, we get it. Fitness isn't easy. Carbs, no carbs.
Just stop, okay? It doesn't have to be that complicated. And that's why we made this podcast. We get straight to the facts so you can become your best you.
So the way to check us out is click the link in the show notes or search Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast on any of the major podcast platforms. We'll see you soon.
Then that is not a positive relationship. It is not a situation where you are going to see a reciprocal interaction. And if you do not see one, then that is a one-sided friendship. And that is not something that you can afford to have, because you need to surround yourself with people who understand you and are willing to be with you and to help you through the tough times and to push you and encourage you to keep going and keep living.
So when we think about capacity, I'd like for you to, for your homework, think about the people that you have in your lives and evaluate the next three conversations that you have with that person. And think about whether or not you are asking them something that they have the ability to achieve. Because as emotional human beings, we'd like to be able to say that we've accomplished something. So people will not necessarily share with you when you're asking them to do something or to perform a certain task. They're not going to tell you that they don't feel that they can do it, but they think that you believe that they can do it. They may not share that with you, and that can be the source of a lot of issues that cause individuals to not be at their best. But when we are able to ask others what they have the capacity to achieve, and the outcome is going to be positive for them,
they are more than likely to step out and make that happen. So think about, how does your mental health and your capacity with regard to others and also with yourself, do you put yourself in situations where you have expectations of yourself that it may not be that you can't accomplish it, but are you expecting to accomplish it in a time frame in which it's not realistic? And so you feel defeated because it was a lofty expectation that you placed on yourself. And so when you weren't able to achieve it, it caused you to feel depressed and defeated. And so then you decided that it wasn't worth doing. So sometimes we have to look at our reactions, our interactions, and how we are affected by things that are said to us and what we expect that we can do that may not be feasible. So I'd like for you to do that for your homework. I know that managing your mental health is something that can wear you down. And so it can be difficult to be proactive. I understand. I've been there. But when we do the work, we can see the results that we're looking for. But I want to give you some pointers as to how you can stay built up, even though sometimes you feel as if life is just tearing you down. What I want you to remember is that you have to love yourself. You are enough. You're worthy, significant, valued, and your life above all is the most important one to safeguard and live to its fullest, because you only have one life to live. So give it all you have. I want you to remember to never give up on your dreams and hopes, because dreams fuel ingenuity, and ingenuity powers hope, and hope keeps the momentum going. Look at yourself in the mirror and be proud of what you see, regardless of whether or not someone has told you that what they see in the mirror is something that is not pleasing to them. I want you to be pleased with what you see in the mirror. Never compromise your values for any type of personal gain, because this in and of itself can cause you to feel depressed when you allow another person to change your way of thinking and to do something or ask you to do something that you normally would not do. So do not compromise your values. Keep moving forward, no matter what you believe is the forecast. Keep putting one foot in front of the other and don't look back. Will you have setbacks? Absolutely. Will there be obstacles in your path? Definitely. Will there be people who are unkind? You can bet on that. But you must still stay the course. Do not allow the circumstances and situations that you find yourself in to keep you from moving forward in your life. Always be willing to stand up in support of your convictions and what you believe. Because when you do not stand up for your convictions, that causes you to feel depressed. And remember that the world owes us nothing, because we determine our own destiny. So it is up to you to be proactive, to continue fighting, to never give up, to stay in the game of life, to realize that your life is just as important as the next person, that you too have something to offer to this world, and that you are in a class by yourself because there is no one exactly like you. So forget what the naysayers have said. Forget about what people may have told you growing up, whether it was a parent, a teacher, a so-called friend that did not encourage you. Do not allow what has happened in your past to dictate your future or the outcome of your life. Because any circumstance can be solved and resolved one way or another. So I never want to end my podcast without thanking you so very much for listening. You can find me on Pinterest at TT Mental Health Expert. You can also go to Facebook and please join my Facebook group called Win Over Depression. You can also like and subscribe to my YouTube channel, also called Win Over Depression. You can find me on Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Tumblr at Tamara Trotter. That's T-A-M-E-R-A, last name Trotter, T-R-O-T-T-E-R. If you would like to support this podcast, please consider becoming a patron. You can go to patreon.com, patreon.com/Tamara Trotter. And as little as $5 to $10 per month will help me to spread this message worldwide. You can also find this podcast on Spotify, Apple Play, and Google Play. You can also go to my podcast website, which is www.wodpodcast.buzzsprout.com. That's wodpodcast.buzzsprout.com. That is wodpodcast.buzzsprout.com, and all of my episodes are there. Also, would you share this episode with someone that you know it will resonate with? Would you share it on your social media so that Win Over Depression can become a household name? Again, thank you for listening. Remember, you are important and your life is worth living. Stay in the game of life, and we will see you next time on Win Over Depression. Take care, and remember, I care about you.